My gut tells me, and I only know what I've seen from the trailer, my gut tells me that Rob Manfred will not agree to count that game as a perfect game for Armando Galarraga. You agree with me, John?
Yeah, I agree. I think it should. And I mean, there's always going to be a human element that was clearly should have been an out.
It was the last out of the game. It
right.
wasn't in the sixth inning where things could change one way or another.
Yeah, and they're not going to change the stats. They're not going to do anything like that. But it was clearly a perfect game. So why not give him credit for a perfect game? Even though I know the stats are going to say that, you know, there was a hit. There was, you know, he was a runner on base, which takes away from the perfect game.
Is it the worst call you've seen?
Probably. Well, I don't know. It would be right there along with the 2018 NFC Championship game.
The pass interference?
Yes. And the reason I say that one is because if the Saints get the ball down on the six-yard line, they score, it changes the path for so many individuals. At that point, if they – I mean,
Goff?
Now they still have to go in and score.
Yeah.
But Goff, maybe he never gets to the Super Bowl. Maybe he doesn't get that monster contract. And what does that mean for the entirety? Maybe things end up actually working out better in L.A. for him because the expectations aren't going to be there and he's not going to have the egg in the Super Bowl that everybody keeps laying on him. But it also changes the, you know, so much money changed hands because those that did go to the Super Bowl for the Rams, whether or not you win, you play an extra playoff game, there's playoff bonuses involved. For the Saints, all of those guys that didn't get those paychecks or didn't get bonuses for not going to the Super Bowl, like the ramification, the ripple effect, I think, was greater for that call because it sent one team to a Super Bowl and not the other.
Yeah, beyond the call itself. I mean, Galarraga's was a game in the summer, one of 162. That
right,
NFC
but it was it would have been
clearly
the 21st
more magnified. Yes.
Pitcher in the history of Major League Baseball to have thrown a perfect game.
Okay, you don't have to argue with yourself about it. These are two good ones. To me, the worst call, and you call me prisoner of the moment, it's recent. This would be like if Jim Joyce was told what was going to happen and still got it wrong. That's what happened with the Dallas Cowboys and the Detroit Lions this season. Dan Campbell held the referee's hands before the game, metaphorically. I don't know if he actually held their hands. But he said, guys, we do some different things with our tackles and eligibility. We're going to do this. You're prepared for it. I'm giving you the notes. Don't yep. screw this up. I've given you an open book test later today on national television. And they still effed it up. That, to me, is worse just because of that knowledge of knowing you were previously given the intel to not screw the call up, and they did anyway.
Yeah, but the difference for me in the NFC Championship game between the Rams and the Saints versus the Cowboys and Lions in that one is there was, and I'm not saying it's wrong, I think the Lions did everything they were supposed to do right. There was some deception involved of how many big guys are going to be standing around the official.
For the other team, not for the
right.
officials.
No, I know. The officials effed it up, and they were dumb for doing it. But when you have a blatant pass interference, and it was yeah. it was obvious. It was there wasn't a, well, let's look at the replay and see if it was. And this is just only on because the replay wasn't available at that time for that play. That, to me, was as egregious as it gets. And then you start looking about the ramifications after of that call. And, yes, it wasn't a perfect game. Galarraga doesn't have his name in the history books because of that. You look at it, the Lions still made the playoffs. The Lions still won the division. The Lions still made it to the NFC Championship game. Whereas for the Saints and the Rams, one team went to the Super Bowl. One team went home.
I'm just focusing on the act of the call or not. Like, a lot of these can be judgment calls. Officials have to make these in real time, and some of them are very bad. Galarraga's was obviously bad. It's still a bang-bang in the moment with no replay. The officials in Dallas, it's not a bang-bang play. It wasn't like, oh, they had to make a moment on a split second. They had notice, and they screwed it up, which is why, to me, maybe it's a completely different genre of blown call,
I just don't
but
think
it stands
the,
out more.
I don't think the stakes were as high. I know
Fair.
It's a win and loss, but like I said, the stakes just weren't as high as it was for an NFC Championship game or the results of a perfect game, whether it was perfect game or not.
wasn't just a perfect game on the ticket text. It was more than a perfect game. He had more outs, 28 of them.
Yes, yes, yes.
And a long season of Tiger boredom. Great job by Jen on the piece. That's Sam in Ann Arbor. Again, that is on Sunday before the Lions play, or before the Lions play Sunday, before the Tigers play Sunday in that Little League setting in Williamsport.